I do just want to recognize that Nicole and I are part of a research team, and unfortunately Dr. Susan Mittelstadt and Darlisa Doss couldn't be with us today, but they are certainly integral to the study. And also that, as I'm sure with the other presenters, given time limitations, we really are only able to talk about key points today. And so we are in the process of finalizing a manuscript for publication. So if this is a topic that you're particularly interested in and would like to know more details, of course we can answer questions, but please feel free to follow up with us so we can share more information if you'd like. And we do just want to mention that we don't have any disclosures. And so as everyone is quite familiar with at this point, childhood obesity is quite a problem, not only in our nation, but worldwide as well. However, it's also an increasing problem with a public health toll. And that in addition to that, we know that eating behaviors that young people adopt, particularly in the middle school years, are actually associated with their eating behaviors later in life. And so intervening during the middle school years becomes a really important time period, not just for their health at that point, but for into adulthood. And so our particular area of interest for this study was fruit and vegetable consumption, because we know, as the other presenters have actually mentioned, that fruit and vegetable consumption is associated with losing weight as well as having several other benefits. And yet despite this, youth report having pretty low levels of fruit and vegetable intake and certainly are not meeting national dietary guidelines. And so that really begs the question, how do we get young people to eat more fruits and vegetables? What are the factors associated with them making this decision? And so there has been some previous research on determinants, but really it is focused on saying, you know, the way to get young people to eat fruits and vegetables is by increasing the availability in the home and through parental modeling. But this really begs the question for us, this is really putting the onus on the parents, which in some ways makes sense, but at the same time, the parent-child relationship is a dyadic relationship. And so this really led us to wonder, well, can the young person have any role in this relationship and in terms of getting their parents to help with increasing the availability? And so what we found and what we'll talk about today is that, indeed, young people can and do actually want to play a role in their nutritional environment. So our study sought to find out the determinants that underlie the specific behavior of asking parents for fruits and vegetables within a population of middle school youth that were between the ages of 12 and 15 years old. And so we had a theory-based approach. So we used the theory of planned behavior. And for those who need a reminder, this is the diagram of the theory of planned behavior. But the area that we focused on is that circled area, and specifically the green boxes. And so we looked at beliefs about the consequences of the behavior of asking parents for fruits and vegetables, normative beliefs, and control beliefs through conducting a salient belief elicitation, which I'll talk about in a little bit more detail in a minute. But the idea is really understanding the underlying belief structure of a particular behavior, because if we can understand that underlying belief structure, we understand why or why not people engage in a given behavior, and we can figure out the areas in which are most important to intervene. So our methodology was that this was part of a research question that was part of a larger study that conducted salient belief elicitations on multiple behaviors related to nutrition and physical activity. And so they were face-to-face interviews with three middle schools in rural Indiana, and that we had an N of 60 young people. So our responses are based on the 60 contributing responses. And so for this particular question, it was that highlighted darker green. We want to know what you think and feel about asking your parents to have fruits and vegetables available for you to eat during the next 3 months. This could mean asking your parents to buy fruits and vegetables, to serve them at meals, to have them around for snacks, or to pack them in your lunch. And so in getting at how we actually went about the salient belief elicitation questions is that we asked six related to these three areas. And so when we talk about salient beliefs, it's really the top of the mind things. So when you're asked a question, what are the things that come to you first? You know, don't think for a long time about it. Just what are these things that immediately come to you? Because those are the things that are most present and are most likely impacting decision making. So we asked two questions about consequences, which are what are the advantages and what are the disadvantages of performing this behavior of asking asking your parents to make fruits and vegetables available, who are your salient reference? So who are the people that you believe most support this behavior and the people who you think would most disapprove of it? And the circumstances, what are the things that would make it easy for you to perform this behavior and what are the things that would make it hard for you to perform this behavior? And so what we then did was really just a content analysis for themes related to those six questions. And then we coded all of the responses within those categories and performed frequency analyses to see which were the items that people most frequently endorsed.
Okay, so out of our 60 middle school youth that were interviewed, they were almost evenly split between 7th and 8th grade with an age range of 12 to 15, and again, almost evenly split between male and female. Most of our participants were white, and out of the schools that participated, they reported that between 33 and 38% of their students qualify for free or reduced lunch. So our biggest finding was that those youth who are actually engaging in this behavior of asking their parents to provide fruits and vegetables are eating more fruits and vegetables during the week. So those who asked ate fruits on an average of 3.5 days out of the week, and those who did not ask only ate fruit on an average of 2.3 days during the past 7 days. And our results really show that youth have a complex understanding of health, their relationship with their parents, their environment, and also that they're using strategies to manipulate their environment. So our biggest advantage of asking was this concept of health. Youth really understand that health is related to eating fruits and vegetables. We also saw other advantages of asking, such as their parents would buy fruits and vegetables, it would help them eat less unhealthy food, it would make them have more energy, make them more active, could potentially help them lose weight, and this idea kind of emerging that it might make their parents happy that they're engaging in these healthy behaviors. Only 40% of students could not think of any disadvantages to asking for fruits and vegetables, so that was a pretty good number. However, of the disadvantages that were identified, this idea that it would upset their parents, so this perception that asking for something such as buying fruits and vegetables might end in a negative response. So one student said, she might say no, I get a little nervous. And also this idea that if they ask for fruits and vegetables, they might actually have to eat them. So that might make me eat things I don't like. And one student said, I like junk food, but if I ask my parents to have fruits and vegetables in the house, they might go overboard and only have fruits and vegetables for me to eat. So students were able to identify, you know, the realities of what this meant. We also kind of saw some interesting findings about this kind of notion that they thought that they could get sick. So thinking about how fruits and vegetables can go bad and, you know, there might be mold on that, they could get sick from that. And this was also around the time of the E. coli outbreak with spinach. So they were talking a lot about that. So thinking that they might have the disease in it. We also saw some really interesting kind of conflicting ideas around the impact on weight. So while some said that eating fruits and vegetables might make them gain weight, a lot of others said it might help me lose weight. But there were definitely both things mentioned there. And then also this big idea of their parents' reactions. So some thinking that asking would make their parents happy, and quite a few more thought that it might upset their parents. So we identified several complex circumstances surrounding the behavior of asking, and youth demonstrated that they're really able to use different strategies, such as using health information that they know, using social support, other strategies like that to kind of inform their asking behaviors. So 20% stated that nothing else would make it easier for them to ask because they're already kind of engaging in this dialogue with their parents. But the primary facilitator to making asking easy was telling their parents it will make you healthy. So again, this concept of health is coming up. This one student said, if I had reasons that they are good for you or reasons to buy them so they know it's really healthy, give them background information on it. Or this idea of persuasion, persuade them by telling them that you'd be healthier. 50% of the students reported that asking for fruits and vegetables are hard because they're worried their parents will say no. So again, this is really great information for parents to think about how they're, you know, interacting with their children, and if their children that might have this perception that they're going to say no, they're obviously not going to ask. So something for parents to think about. But the youth are really good at understanding and identifying that life is complex and things like money and time all play an important factor. So 12% of students said that having a lower cost would make it easier to ask, but 30% identified that fresh produce is expensive and having a higher cost can sometimes make it hard to ask for these things. And then again, this idea of parents' time. 20% of students said that parents not having the time made asking harder, while only 3% of students could say that their parents having the time would make asking easier. And they identified barriers such as they might have to go out of their way to get them, or they don't have a vehicle. So these are obviously important barriers in this behavior. And we also saw some interesting strategies emerging from these youth. So things like asking when you were at the store. This shows that youth should really be involved in like grocery shopping, meal planning, things like that. That would all be great ways to kind of do this as a collaboration. And having someone to do it with. So tell my sister, she's braver than I am, or telling them that the school is telling me to do this. So they're really kind of employing some interesting strategies here. And of the adults or the people that they mentioned that either approved or disapproved of their behavior, for those that support the behavior of asking for fruits and vegetables was really the older adults in their life, such as their parents, grandparents, and teachers. And then their age cohorts, their peers, were the most common source of disapproval. So this was their friends, their brother, and sister. However, the good news was that the majority of students, about 60%, couldn't think of anyone who would disapprove of them asking for fruits and vegetables.
So in terms of our key messages, the implications that we found from our study is that, first of all, we really did actually find support for the fact that this behavior of youth asking their parents for fruits and vegetables, at least in this study, could actually lead to or at least be associated with actual fruit and vegetable consumption, and that youth do want to be involved in their nutritional environment. And so in terms of the sole focus being on the parents, we really feel like the study provided some evidence for the ability for public health professionals and others to actually focus on the youth role as well. We were also able to identify several determinants for youth asking their parents for fruits and vegetables, which again is really important if we do actually want to develop interventions to do that with the evidence that we've been able to find and really be able to understand this behavior. And with that, we can work to really reinforce the positive elements that we found while working to overcome the barriers. And really the barrier that spoke to us the most, particularly because it came up both in the disadvantages and under the circumstances, was this concern about parents' negative reaction. Now, we're unclear if that is real or perceived, but at the same time, it is absolutely a barrier. So this really leads to when we're talking about interventions related to parent-child communication, making sure that parents know that this is something that their young people are worried about. So either to try to enable better communication for them to be aware and to also work on empowering youth to ask their parents, particularly if this really is just a perception. Also, again, the youth were really aware of these complex components, the time, the money, and that, yet again, we're sort of reminded that youth are perhaps more insightful than sometimes we give them credit for, and that they're really aware of some challenging circumstances that that might impact their parents' decision-making, and that really can influence what they talk to their parents about. Yet at the same time, something that surprised us were these strategies that came up about things that youth are actually doing in order to try to get fruits and vegetables in the home or things that they believe would work. And so as we're talking to young people about how to go about feeling more empowered to ask for fruits and vegetables, we should really think about the strategies that they themselves already employ or that they feel comfortable with to say, you know, this is something that your peers are doing, this is something that's working, to really be able to use their voice. And then as well, in terms of future research, this was a qualitative study. It did have a small N. And so really this serves as the foundation for a larger study to explore these determinants more quantitatively. And that with salient belief elicitations, really they're meant to be within the population in which you plan to have interventions in. We can't make the assumption that this will be the same in every population. And so we'd love to see this type of study being done in other populations and being able to compare results. Which actually sort of leads to the primary limitation of the study, which is generalizability. But despite that, we are actually really pleased that we've been able to present a theory-based approach to understanding this underlying belief structure.
Okay, thank you.